Ramsey room.
So what time do you guys want to have breakfast in the morning? Do you want to try and sleep in a bit? I mean, breakfast is normally between 8:30 and 9 o'clock, but if you wanted it later...
Oh, no, that should be fine, because okay. We're going to be getting... I think this is the last part for the night.
Okay. Yeah,
like, we're not going to go till 4 like we typically do. Because I think we got everything. And I think we got some good things.
Yeah?
I do. And I'm not just saying that. So, like, 8:30 or 9 o'clock should be fine.
Okay. I'm not saying you have to eat between 8:30 and 9.
No,
it's just normally done
by
8:30, 9 o'clock, depending on what it is.
That sounds great.
If there's anybody in here with us, we're going to be spending the night with you. We wanted to come in and get to know you a little bit before we go to sleep. If there's anybody in here, why don't you go over to that green light on the bed? Just get close to it, it'll light up. If you're too shy to get that close to the bed, you can go over by the fireplace and touch a white device. It'll light up and make a noise, but it's not going to hurt you in any way. It'll just let us know that you're over there.
We know this is your suite, Mr. Ramsey.
Was this where his bedroom actually was?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Because it has that name.
Yeah. Okay, so it wasn't what you guys named there.
No.
No.
Okay.
Oh, very good. It's the most requested
room. Yeah, so.
Derek, jump up and down a lot. Let's make it happen. Oh, shit.
You know what? Stand up, even. Sit down. There you go.
Deep. We put them all to sleep.
Was that?
We put them all to sleep.
Honest to God. Do you mind if we sleep in here tonight? Who's checking out the perimeter? Incredible how it just died off, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So much
we
was
were having that shit, yeah, down in that mummy room.
It just validates everything else.
Yeah.
The fact that it's quiet now. There's a little bit. Hey. Somebody's lighting that up.
Yes, they are.
Who's with us?
On the bed, on their bed.
Hello.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it was up the yellow. This is what, at least three.
Yeah.
Could have been you mate. We've been too close to something, Wayne.
I'm just sitting here minding my damn business.
Hey, well, I just didn't know if you moved close. I can't see the thing up there.
Nope. I'm just right here, minding my business.
Who's with us?
I think it's Mr. Ramsey.
Is that you, Mr. Ramsey? Are you inside with us?
Follow us from the carriage house?
Well, that makes sense because he loved horses.
We were in there talking to Randy.
Oh, yeah. Was it Dr. Thompson's room before this?
I don't know where, when it was, what room. I don't know if any of the information we have
right.
said where his room was.
Right. But we're just assuming this is Ramsey because of the name of it from the past.
Yeah.
It could be Dr. Thompson's.
Well, I do know that Roosevelt stayed in Monday Suite.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Is this your room, Dr. Thompson?
Ghost or Red Bull?
Yes.
Mr. Ramsey, is that you that was hitting the lights earlier?
Are there any servants here?
Good call. We haven't asked about servants all night.
No, they have their own little staircase now.
I've used it before, too.
Me too. And it's quite weird. Are there any servants here? Yes.
Is there anybody here? Light up the lights for yes.
Any children? Spirits tend to stay in one room, like as their own, or are they only there if that was always their space?
Certain ones that we've encountered like this stay in certain spaces that used to be theirs, or a room that has, you know, some objects that were part of their life or something like that. There are some that just wander around, you know, that we've...
Because see that old desk in the corner, I don't know much about it other than the fact that it's old.
Okay.
I don't know if that was something that Ramsey himself used or if it's something that, you know, came about years later or...
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely a mix. And usually, like I said, usually they're like attached to things in the room or, you know, the room itself.
It's okay to be present with us.
In fact, it's encouraged.
No one wants to harm you. See nothing?
Nothing. Yeah, I'm gonna ask you what's going on,
right?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing happening right now.
Yeah, it's just nothing. Yeah. Us.
Like I said, it's amazing how much we got in that, well, upstairs, in the hallway, in the stairwell.
And upstairs? Then all of a sudden you got something upstairs? Upstairs?
We did.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What upstairs?
In the stairwell.
Oh, yeah. Just the stairwell.
At the top of the stairwell, and I heard a woman, Chris and I both heard a female's voice coming from over towards your room.
Oh, shit.
Like we were heard.
Oh, shit.
It sounded like a woman. Yeah.
See, I just got chills. That's like freaking me out.
It sounded like a woman talking towards your room. And like I said, Chris and I both heard that. Is there somebody that feels that we're ignoring them and is trying to get our attention back towards the light?
I peeked when you were talking about a woman.
Is there a woman in the room with us? Can you light up the lights a little bit stronger if there's a woman here? We just want to make sure we understand. If you light up the lights, that means yes. Were you the woman that we heard talking upstairs? Did you come down here with us?
You couldn't make out what they were talking about upstairs, the voice?
It was just like a very quiet, like mumbling.
Yeah, that's exactly what I heard. Right. You could not.
It sounded like when you can hear people talking in another room, but not exactly what they're saying. That's kind of what it sounded like.
Yeah, it sounded like the TV was on like a real low volume. In the room is what it sounded like. And then Julia was hearing something. Julia and Trudy were both hearing things move around in that ballroom up there.
Yeah, in the front corner, like on the same wall as the doorway.
When you were up in there?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like where the dining room
behind
table
the dining
stuff is?
Table behind where the toys are. In that back corner.
And then didn't you guys feel it? Was it that you heard a noise or you felt like something was walking up behind you when you both turned around?
We both heard like a clicking, right?
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I remember you saying that.
Trudy's not even in here.
No, she's in the other room.
Oh yeah, we heard a clicking and then we both turned to look. Because we heard it and then Chris made a noise.
But you never actually saw, like, a...
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
We did not.
It was playing with us up there. Mm-hmm. Like, we kept chasing it. Like, we were in that ballroom area, or the dining room, or whatever, and then it was in the stairwell, and we were getting lights on the K2 meter at the top of the steps, and then we would hear it. You could hear somebody walking up the steps, almost. Mm. Like, you could hear the shifting and, like, the creaking of the steps coming up the steps. And then we were on that for a minute, and then went back into the other room. So it was just, like, toying with us.
Like, into the bedroom area?
Not all the way into the bedroom, but it was in
that living room.
Yeah, it was in that, like, room. Dining room, or whatever you were calling it. Yeah.
It's weird that, like, that furniture, the dining room furniture was already here.
Oh, okay.
So the living room furniture, we brought that.
Okay.
Like the sofa and table, the bed, that all that stuff, we ended up bringing here.
Okay.
It's probably a bear to get that furniture up to that third floor.
Well, you know what? We just had the new bed delivered, like, the 5th of November.
Okay.
And
that's my birthday.
They had to carry... Well,
happy birthday.
Yeah, it was my best friend's
birthday,
too.
That's my twin's birthday.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
So they had to carry that up the... I mean, I ordered this bed in August, and it wasn't delivered till November 5th.
Oh my goodness.
Tell me about it.
That's crazy.
It's like it's bad when you can't sleep in your own bed because it makes your hurt bad.
Yeah, this is it.
And then you get up and you can't move and you're going to chiropractor and all this other crap.
Like, they can't do anything to help you, huh?
I've had nerve injections and all that stuff in my lower back. And I still go to the chiropractor. But I've had both knees replaced. I have a left shoulder rotator cuff tear, two bicep tears in that one arm.
Jeez.
And I have in the right foot plantar fasciitis and a heel spur. Like active right now, like so. Oh. Like, yeah. Yep.
That's terrible.
Lower back. Ugh.
Back pain's the worst.
It is. It really is. I mean, I spent shed many tears with that.
Oh, sure.
Because I tell you, you know, it affects everything you can and can't do.
Oh, yeah. You can't
do everything.
All right, kids.
Yeah, it's nothing up in here unless they left us.
I think they're bored of us. Oh, what a bad idea.
Derek left too?
Derek's just...
I thought he was here
for a minute. Now he's gone. Forever.
I'm tired.
Okay. We're going to get some stuff cleaned up. You can go to bed. Don't have to tell her twice.
Sorry.
Okay, good night.
Okay, good night.
I'm gonna sleep with my vest on too.
We should leave the pod on all night.
Y'all are sleeping on the floor?
Yeah.
Really?
Sleep down here.
Yeah. I mean, there is
stay in another room.
Well, there's the Burns, and then there's Monday.
The Monday one has a bed and a couch.
You can sleep in there. Oh, okay. Okay. I'll talk to Derek, see what he wants to do.
That or instead of the floor, I mean, I don't know how you are about the library. Pauline said the sofa in the library is actually pretty comfortable.
There you go.
Yeah,
cool.
Good thought. So, I mean, or like I said, either of those rooms.
Those options.
Yeah, because Pauline's... Oh. I did not know you were there. I want to tell you.
Really?
I didn't know. But yeah, Trudy's here. Pauline's next door.
How do you...
So, and I'm probably going to be downstairs.